.com. From the Cooperage Project in Honesdale, thecooperageproject.org, and from listeners like you.
Radio Catskill, public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Your NPR station, WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill.
Welcome to the local edition, news and information to keep you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole. And coming up today, we'll be going to Liberty. It's our ongoing segment, Give Me Liberty. Today, we'll check in with Liberty Community Garden Club. Rosie Starr will be our host for that. Stay tuned for that coming up in the second half of the program. But first, it is Thursday, and every Thursday, it's when we check in with Wayne County. And there's two things going on in Wayne County that we want to talk about. First is A Taste of Wayne, which is a fundraising event featuring Pocono wineries, breweries, and food trucks along with musicians, artists, and stretched out along the nature trail at the Carlton Drake Memorial Park. And that's coming up on May 21st. And also on May 21st is A Ride to Read. This is a poker-run fundraising event for the Wayne Library Alliance, and that's happening on May 21st as well. And it's an opportunity for folks to see a huge swath of the longest north-south county in Pennsylvania, which is Wayne County. It's a very long county going from north to south. And also support all seven libraries. All vehicles are welcome on the ride to read. And joining us now, you have Brittany Chatterton from Taste of Wayne. Hello, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. And then we also have Mickey Usips from the ride to read.
Hi, good to be back with you.
So which one would you like to talk about first?
We can do the ride to read first.
Okay.
Our poker run at the Wayne Library Alliance. We're really excited about this one.
Okay, where did the idea for this come from? And how long has it been going on?
This is our first ever poker run, and it was a idea that was born out of the Wayne County Public Library Friends of the Library group. And they thought it was a great way to get to see Wayne County and get a chance to appreciate all of the seven libraries in Wayne County. We're loosely organized into the Alliance. Each one has their own board. Each one's really unique. And this is a great way for everybody, families, bikers, Jeep groups, antique cars, whoever has anything, even the family minivan, to sign up and take a ride around the county visiting all seven of our local libraries.
And what will the vehicles do when they arrive at the libraries?
Well, it's a poker run, so you'll check in at each of the libraries where you'll receive a card. So it's a five-card stud poker game. If you visit all seven libraries, you get seven cards. You pick the best hand out of your seven cards, and the top three will win prizes of $500 for first prize for the best hand, $250 for second prize, and $150 for third prize. It costs just $20 per hand. You don't need to sign up or anything. Just show up at the Park Street Complex in Honesdale, 648 Park Street in Honesdale, between 8 a.m. and noon on Saturday, May 21st, and then take off, follow the GPS directions to all the libraries, and check us out.
Okay, it sounds like fun. This is an idea that I think I'm most familiar with various motorcycle groups will do something like this. But of course, you're saying this is open to all vehicles. So it sounds like it's a good chance for people to do what I often do for recreation, which is you take a ride along possibly even unknown roads.
Yeah, we have a really beautiful county. We're the longest from north to south, nearly 80 miles. And our libraries stretch across there. We start off in Newfoundland. We've got libraries in Hamlin, Holly, Honesdale, Bethany, Lakewood, and Pleasant Mount. So you can go all the way from the south to the north. And then we're all meeting back at 4 o'clock at the Park Street Complex, where we'll have pizza slices and soft drinks for sale. And you can find out who the winners are.
Right. Okay. So you got a reception at the end for the winners. So, all right. That sounds like great. That sounds like great fun, but it's not the only fun that you've got going on in Wayne County on that same day, May 21st.
That's right. Yeah.
So how about the Taste of Wayne, Brittany? What can people expect? Well, let's say how did this event develop?
Well, the idea developed, I suppose, on a cold, wintry day, and brought it to the library, and they were in full support, and it grew from there, and just brought a lot of people out from the New Fallon community that wanted to be a part of it, which is really exciting.
Is this the first one?
It's the first one, hopefully the first of many, and it's in the park. The park is going to be open to the public, but the Sip and Stroll Trail will be set up along the trail that's in the park that borders the creek, and there'll be tasting stations. Also happening will be live music, axe throwing, food trucks, a little mini pottery wheel throwing session from a local pottery artist, some kids yoga session, and an acro yoga session. So just an all-around great family fun day. And then for the adults that want to, you know, take a nice stroll around the park.
Right. And then it's also a chance for them to sample different wines and beverages.
Yep. So we'll have the tasting station set up with beer and wine from all of the different breweries and wineries in Wayne County, Wayne and Pike County.
Okay, and what other things are going on that day in Newfoundland?
There'll be the three bands that will be set up, and Pocono Axe Works will be there.
And that's great. Now, I don't know if you know this, but on that same day, there's going to be like a horde of poker-crazed maniacs driving all over the county. If their paths and schedules work out, can they stop by the Taste of Wayne event?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Come on by. The tickets pre-sale are live right now. The link can be found on the Newfoundland Library Facebook page. They're $20. And then if it's something that you don't know if you'll be able to make it till the day of, no worries. The registration booth will be set up, and tickets are $25.
Okay, great. Well,
we're really excited. These are two brand new events, and we're really hoping that they become regular staples in the community calendar, if you will. Hopefully they won't have to happen on the same day, but that's how it worked out this year, and we're really excited. I know we could use a couple more volunteers at the Park Street Complex for sign-in. If anybody is out there and would like to get involved, you can reach out to the Wayne County Public Library at 570-253-1220. And I think you guys need some ramp certified folks, don't you, Brittany?
We do, yes. We need a couple more ramp certified servers. And Christina Russo at the Newfoundland Library would be a point of contact, or myself.
Well, let's, Mickey, just give that phone number that you gave again. Give it again, and remind people what that's for. Then if we have a number for the other contact, we can give that now.
Absolutely. So if you have some time to volunteer for the Ride to Read Poker Run at the Park Street Complex in Honesdale, May 21st from 8 a.m. to noon, call the Wayne County Public Library at 570-253-1220. And then if you are RAMP certified and can help out at the tasting station at the May 21st, A Taste of Wayne in the Carlton Drake Memorial Park in downtown Newfoundland, you can call the Newfoundland Library at
570-676-4518.
One more time, Brittany.
570-676-4518 for the Newfoundland Library. Ask for Christina, and be all set.
And we'll have everything on the Wayne Tomorrow Facebook page as well.
Absolutely. It's where you can always go to keep an eye out for things like this. Wayne Tomorrow on Facebook. I want to thank you both for checking in and letting us know what's happening on in Wayne County next weekend. There's a lot going on next Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
All right, and that's our weekly check-in with Wayne County. Up next on the Local Edition, we're going to be headed towards Liberty. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. across the country, people are starting to think about and plan for America after Roe. What will happen? And what kind of country are we without it? This is Brian Lehrer from WNYC. Join me for a live national call-in special. My guests will include Aaron Haynes, founder of the 19th, which covers gender, politics, and policy. Let's get together and talk.
Listen live Thursday night at 8 on Radio Catskill.
Set It Off with your host, Clive Alvin Yates III. Set It Off.
Saturday night at 7.
Set It Off.
On Radio Catskill.
Not what cost others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Liberty! Liberty!
Yes, Give Me Liberty, our weekly segment where we get ready for our big move to Liberty. Our new studios will be there in Liberty, New York, and we get ready by meeting our new friends and neighbors that are out there in the Liberty community. But first, let's go over to the site of our new studios and offices on Route 52 in Liberty, New York. Tim Bruno is checking out the progress so far.
Carpet is down. The looks like all of the walls are painted. We're still working on some of those walls. The rack room where all the equipment's going to go is almost ready to be turned over to the folks at DNAV. Those are the folks that are going to start the studio build with all the digital equipment. They're going to start in the rack room first when they put in all of the equipment into the racks, hence the name, rack room. And then they'll start into the studios and putting the boards and the consoles and all that. I see a big smile on your face.
Yes, yeah, it sounds like we're building a radio station and we're just a few weeks away.
We are. Looks like the bathrooms are starting to get finished off. In here, it's hard to see, but yeah, they finished painting in these rooms and all the insulation is up for the studios. We stepped on the carpet. I'm sorry.
Dude's like, it's your carpet.
It's your carpet. Exactly. You guys going up here next?
Yep.
Office getting. Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
Through this.
Wow. Good stuff. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, here it is. Every time we come back here, we're getting closer and closer to Liberty. Well, that's going to do it for this visit to our soon-to-be-open studios in Liberty. But that's not the end of this Give Me Liberty segment. We're just getting started, and I'm going to hand things off to Rosie Starr. We're going to do a little gardening.
This is Rosie Starr in Liberty. We're in the Presbyterian Church, I believe, and it's an April day. You wouldn't know it because of the weather, but there are blossoms out there. And I happen to be with the Garden Club of Liberty, and I have in front of me one of the women of the Garden Club. Her name is Judy Bergstrom. She's going to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about the Liberty Garden Club.
Hello, I'm Judy Bergstrom, and I've been an officer in the Community Garden Club of Liberty. That's our correct name. And it's been around since 1938 and never missed a year. And I'm told it started out as couples, and we're mainly women now, but encouraging men to join our club as well as help us with our gardening that we do. For years, we had a project at the Woodland Wildlings with the what was then the Community General Hospital. That's how long ago it started. And at that time, there were four garden clubs in this county, the Delaware Garden Club, the Monticello Garden Club, and the Community Garden Club of Liberty, and one other one that I can't think of right now. Anyway, Liberty is the only one that's left now, and the hospital has outgrown us. So our new project now is a small garden in Liberty, the Liberty Community Gardens, which won a Sullivan Renaissance Award 2 years ago. So we're rather proud of that. And in 2019, the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, we sponsored a Blue Star Memorial, which is unique to the Federated Garden Clubs. Actually, it's a National Garden Club's endeavor, this Blue Star Memorial. You'll see them all over the country on the highways. Take a look for them. And we put one in the front of the government center in 2019, and it's the only one in Sullivan County. So we're rather proud of that. It's a small area to take care of. I think it's manageable for our age group. We're getting older and hope to have some new members come along and join us. And we held through COVID by holding meetings outdoors and familiarizing ourselves with our county parks that are in the area. Many of our members who didn't know much about them. So there was opportunity even there, 6 feet apart and yelling at one another. But it worked very well. And I hope it continues to work along. We have enthusiasm, if not the knees for bending in the gardens now, but we find helpers to come along, and that's about what we're all about. We're part of actually the Federated Garden Clubs of New York State, which encompasses 10 different districts. And we, as District 10, are 8 separate garden clubs within Sullivan and Rockland and Orange County. So there's Roscoe Garden Club is in our District 10, and our Liberty Club, and the Pine Bush Garden Club, and the Roscoe Garden Club, and Garden Lovers of Middletown. You'll see these names in the papers. All sponsor things. Oh, and the Artful Gardeners Club out at Port Jervis. So we have the area and the interest covered. Some clubs are more interested in flower arranging and design. Others get more down into the dirt and digging in the gardens. And we all take field trips and go places and enjoy learning. And we share one another's speakers. If one club has a speaker they really enjoy, why, we like to copy. You know, if that worked, well, maybe that speaker will come talk with us. So we're all out there willing to learn and having fun with it. There's a lot of talent here in our area.
Judy, tell us a little bit about the projects that you do. Do you use annuals and perennials for your projects?
We do. We have speakers address both of them. Some of us have very big outdoor gardens, and others have just houseplants. We vary our programs. We have some craft endeavors. The Sullivan County Museum in Hurleyville, we decorate a tree there every year with a specific theme. We've done that for many years. So that satisfies the people who enjoy the crafts. And for those who don't care for the crafts so much, we get into plants. And everyone responds to fundraising luncheons and bake sales and trips. In the past, we've tried to run a trip every year, usually in the spring, that we open up to the public. And past 2 years, we haven't been able to. But so that's kind of the spread of our projects. We try to interest everybody. Yes.
Now, you mentioned the Blue Star Project. For those not familiar with that, explain what that is.
That's sponsored by the National Garden Clubs. It has been ever since World War II. There are memorials in various sizes. Some are just small plaques in parks. Others are rather large, like the one we have at the Sullivan County Government Center. And they memorialize, it's also the Gold Star memorials, but they're for families who have, in honor of deceased members. The Blue Star memorials honor those who are serving, the men and the women, and sponsored by a garden club in the area. We see them along the highways, in parks, in various sizes. So,
You mentioned several Sullivan County garden clubs. I'm a member of the Tustin Heritage Community Garden in Narrowsburg. Are you familiar with that one?
If you're the ones who do those lovely designs in Narrowsburg, I love it, I love it. I always go there in the spring, to, quite frankly, to look and to copy. We're great copycats, and we love what you all have done.
Well, there is a beautification group that takes care of Main Street in Narrowsburg.
Oh, well, whoever deserves the congratulations. It always looks wonderful in the spring. It's inspiration.
Why do you think these garden clubs are important to the community?
It gets people together, working together for a common endeavor, just to work together for a community thing. On the Liberty Garden, well, years ago when we worked at the hospital gardens, we went out every other Wednesday in the summer to weed or plant or maintain the gardens that were started back in the 80s. And it was a social time, and we had employees from the hospital would come out while we were working, and they'd have their lunch out there and speak with us and compliment us and occasionally want to take some plants home, and especially the vetch. And we said, no, you don't want vetch. And, oh, yes, we do. No, you don't want to take the vetch home. And it just some very nice conversations with them, and we were appreciated for our work. But the hospital has outgrown both us and that, so they have great plans. I hope it goes ahead with what they have planned for what was the Woodland Wildlings Gardens. But now when working on the Liberty Gardens, it's right on Main Street in Liberty, so gets a lot of traffic. And a gentleman with his little daughter came by several times, and she's always dressed so postcard pretty. And she has her watering can with her. And she asked permission, can she come in and water the flowers? So we said, absolutely. Anyone who wants to help, no matter how old. So, and it's a learning thing, too, and a sharing. So we hope that comes. That's our big project right now.
Speaking of learning, I think every community is trying to understand and learn about the invasive species. Do you discuss that in some of your garden parties, some of these garden pests that have come around?
We do. We do. And we rely on Cornell speakers to come speak to us. The latest invasives, you know, there's that Japanese knotweed. We've had spruce gall, and in people addressing these, how to manage it as best we can, and how to encourage the butterflies as well as the invasives. And we have kept up to date with that and hopefully have a close relationship with Cooperative Extension, which we're a member of as a garden club. So we rely on them to give us the knowledge. We're the worker bees, and they're the knowledge.
Speaking of bees, that's another special topic. Do you have speakers to come and talk to you about bees and butterflies?
We do. Actually, Orange County Cooperative Extension has an extensive list of speakers. And we're having a talk at a district luncheon, which involves 8 of our clubs. There will be about 100 women there. And we're going to hear about someone, I've not met him yet, the butterfly guy is coming to speak with us. So I hear he's good, and I'm looking forward to the district luncheon.
Well, you speak so elegantly about your garden club. What is your position in the club?
I've been club president. I came in, I was mentored by Marion Fries years ago, and I know Lenore Weinstein invited me to join. I'm not a native to the area, but a nice way to get to meet people. And I can't even remember what year it was. It was before the year 2000, I'll tell you that. And I've just been with them quite a while. I've served as president and also as district co-director, which took me to the state programs. So we got to talk with other clubs in New York State and see how they do things. And it's a great variety. And We do, National Garden Clubs has many projects, which New York State subscribes to. For many years, we were giving to Water for Sudan. We do charitable things. And the past 2 years, as a state, we've been giving to Dig Deep in New Mexico. We're going to focus on our own country a little bit. So every year we give money as a club and a district to a Navajo pueblo in New Mexico. So don't know what they have for flowers out there, but they certainly need water. So we're aware of things that go on there and replanting of trees. And as things come up, like planting trees, getting things started in California, there are yearly projects that the state suggests that we support. So we as member clubs, and we pay a dues to state for their ideas and just for the privilege of sharing the ideas and getting on with their charitable endeavors, as well as our local food pantries, Federation for the Homeless. We do little bits to help with them yearly. And that's, I guess, what we're about.
Well, you're very much a good community neighbor, and WJFF Radio Catskill will be joining the Liberty community soon, our studios on Route 52. And right now we have a beautiful Sullivan County dove outside. Looks like a garden sculpture. Do you ever use sculpture in your gardens?
No, we don't, but we have done hypertufa endeavors. The cement planters, they've had varying results, but it's been fun endeavors with that, making everything from bird baths to planter boxes. So we've experimented with that. Nothing as pretty as the doves yet, though. Haven't gotten there yet.
Well, as we close our conversation, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not at all. We're pleased to have your company on this snowy day. Unfortunately, only about half our membership trudged out today. But they're enthusiastic, the ones who did come, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. It's quite impressive, and it was nice to be greeted by a cup of tea and fresh brownies.
True. True. Thank you, Rosie, for coming.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Judy Bergstrom speaking to us at the Presbyterian Church in Liberty for the Community Garden Club of Liberty. Contact information is libertygardenclub@yahoo.com. For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr.
All right, and big thanks to Rosie Starr for doing that update with us on the Liberty Community Garden. That was Give Me Liberty. We'll be doing it again next week. Thank you also to Brittany Sheridan and Mickey Usitz checking in from Wayne County earlier in the program. And thank you for listening. Remember, don't miss any edition of the Local Edition. Don't miss an episode. Sign up for the Local Edition podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Local Edition from Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole, and tomorrow, Patrizio Rabai will be here to do it all again on the Local Edition. Stay tuned. Coming up, it's Ramble Tamble with John Gordon, live from our studios in Honesdale.
Hi, I'm Donna Fellenberg, and on Catskill Character this week, joining me is painter Jay Brooks from Calico, New York. Jay just retired from teaching art at Monticello High School, but he still has plenty to teach us all about plein air painting, playing various instruments, and the value of the arts in education. So we're going to be talking all about that Saturday at 11:30 on Catskill Character on Radio Catskill.
This is Radio Catskill.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania.
WJFF Jeffersonville.
On air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker.
We are Radio Catskill, keeping you connected.
The annual Folk Alliance Conference is the biggest national event in American folk music, and artists from Britain and Ireland across the Atlantic to play there, if they're invited. Next time on The Wacko Load of Monks is with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill. We'll be hearing some of the British and Irish guests at this year's conference. Join me, please, Sunday afternoon at 3.
From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.